Case number 11,007, David Seidel, east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, south of York Beach Road, being Lot 37 within Kings Branch condominium, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I get sworn in, or?
Yes, sir, you need to get in there, please, be sworn in.
Yep.
Come here. Can you state your name and place of residence for the record?
David Seidel, 256 Providence Road, Annapolis, Maryland, 21409.
Will you raise your left hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're requesting an elimination of the 10-foot side yard setback requirement in order to allow us to build out our existing condominium structure to the natural line that exists with the side addition that we put on in 2002. The reason for this request is after the addition was built, we had a son that was born and completely healthy for 18 months, and overnight his immune system attacked his brain. So he's severely disabled. It's a lifelong condition. He is getting bigger, and I'm not getting any stronger. Being a beach house, it's vertical in nature, three stories above ground, and the appropriate solution for allowing us to continue to enjoy the beach house is an elevator. So the approach that we took was to put an elevator inside the house rather than outside the house. And one of the reasons for that is the house is peaked, so you need to get the elevator in the center to get all the floors. It's an attractive community, Kings Grant. Don't know if you're all familiar with it, but we feel an obligation to not disrupt the architectural look and design of the community. But when you put a donut in the center of a house that never was supposed to have one, it really messes things up. So the purpose for the expansion is to both recapture the lost floor space, to create functional rooms. At one point, if you just put the elevator in the existing house, it would open into a bathroom, which doesn't work. So we need to move that bathroom out of the way, but the problem is a bathroom on the other side of a room doesn't work without a hallway to get to it. So the request is to allow for us to build out to the same property line that exists today, but this is inside the 10-foot setback requirement. The gray is the existing structure. The yellow would be the expanded areas. You'll see we're not crossing the line. We're not getting further to it. This is sort of the natural filling in of the building to recapture the floor space and create functional. We don't know of any other solution in dealing with this disability. I don't understand how this could adversely affect the public or anyone else, because from a view perspective, this building's already there. And, you know, the notch out. Perhaps others feel differently, but we're unaware of any.
Okay, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm looking for, maybe it's in here. Yes.
He was 2 years old, was he?
18 months in one day. And completely healthy for the first 18 months in one day. Put your son to bed one night, and the next morning you wake up and your world's changed. What it happens. And that happened in November of 2004. So we've tried to work with it and hoping it would resolve itself in any number of ways. But time goes on, he's getting bigger, as I said. And we finally said, we've got to deal with this rather than just, you know, try to manhandle.
Ms. Sizek, is there currently a variance for the existing structure?
Yes.
Okay.
In 2002.
Okay.
There was a variance.
Case number 8052, I believe. Case. What about the Kings Grant Association? Explain that to me. What are they going to do, right?
Excuse me?
What are they going to do? Let's say whatever happens here?
It's a multi-level approval. Kings Grant is a condominium regime. Consequently, we don't own the outside of our house.
Correct.
And the community as a group owns the land over which every house sits. So much like the side addition we put in the earlier case, we had to get the community approval to allow us to do that.
You do have that approval?
Yes, we did have that. We don't have it for the current structure yet. We're in the process of obtaining it. But we acknowledge in our application that we can't proceed without, you know, following the community rules for making any kind of exterior modification.
Okay. And this is part of it. And this is part of it.
Yes, it is.
Part of it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We had to also seek the approval of DENREC because it's in the dune structures, and they won't allow you to build anything there without there. And they have issued the construction authorization letter. So it's, as I said, a multi-level approval process.
You have that approval?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson, did you have any questions?
No.
Mr. Workman, did you have any questions?
No.
Okay, Mr. Calloway, I have none. You answered mine, sir.
I had a few.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Wanted to be clear because the area that the elevator shaft and from the diagram that I'm looking at appears to be quite smaller than the areas that you have on the additions. And you alluded to the fact that there were, I guess, some changes on the layout of the floors. Can you explain of what you're looking at there so we have a better understanding of that?
Absolutely. If we had a scale here, the elevator core is about, in a flat plane, about 25 square feet, 5 by 5. So, you know, I think a logical thought would be, okay, he needs to pick up 25 square feet. But the problem is, I said, it's, think of your own home. If you put a hole in a donut, the whole layout of the house and the flow is disrupted. So to be specific, in the first floor of the house, not the ground level, we have to eliminate the bathroom because that's the only spot that would allow this donut to go all the way up under the existing peak structure. Well, you need a bathroom. So you can't have a part of a bathroom because this would literally block your access to it. So you need to recapture the 25 square feet that you lost for the elevator, but you also need now to create the bathroom that was eliminated by the placement of the elevator.
Right.
So we have to move the kitchen 2 feet to the east as well to create room for the elevator within the structural beams of the house. So it's as I said, you could say, well, then put the bathroom here. But as you get further up the house, and this is, you can imagine, this is a three-tiered home, so it's like a jigsaw puzzle, you may be able to, on the first floor, solve by only creating maybe 80 square feet for the bathroom. But when you get up above there and you've disrupted it, the pieces end up overhanging, you'd have a cantilevered effect at the second floor.
So it's almost like a domino effect.
Absolutely.
Are you having any issues with, I presume your son's in a wheelchair or some device?
He can't sit up. He has to have a special wheelchair that holds him with straps.
Are you looking at having wider hallways and doorways for him to navigate easily through the unit? Is that part of
what
you're looking at here?
All of our hallways are going up to 4 feet. We're putting oversized doors. He's unable to operate it himself. He requires us to, like, he's on feeding tubes.
So some of that space is actually also wider hallways, wider doorways, and
absolutely,
whatnot to give you additional space.
The bathroom, for example, none of the bathrooms, the homes were designed in the early 80s. And people just showered back then. They didn't luxuriate as people do today. But in order to create an ADA-compliant bathroom, you have to have the circulation ability. The bathrooms in the current house don't work from that point of view. So the architect suggested that we tear the house down and rebuild it. So that's the only right way to do it. It would be too disruptive to the community to have the whole thing torn down, and it would take 2 years to do that. So we're doing a retrofit. And, you know, from a financial point of view, it's the worst possible outcome because renovations are always more expensive, more time-consuming, and more difficult than clean slate construction. But we have so many variables and constraints we're dealing with, it ended up being leave the structure, rejigger everything within it. But just to give you a perspective, this plot here is only 12 by 14. You know, you can't, because this isn't scaled, it doesn't give you a sense. So you're talking about 169 square feet additional here is being picked up. And I think your question, if I understand the core, is, well, gosh, you need 25 square feet, I understand. Why does that blossom into 169? As I said, when you move your bathroom, you need to be able to get to that bathroom. So we have to create a hallway down to it. Well, that hallway is additional floor space that you now have to create
to get to
moving rooms around. So, you know, if you're going to have a house that works, particularly for an individual in a wheelchair that requires not minimal code access, but adequate access for, you know, so you're not constantly banging into it.
And, well, Mr. Seidel, you sound like you've made more than the 3,600 square feet that is required for your condominium. That's what you're required to, I believe that's what it is, isn't it? 3,000 square feet?
I'm not sure with that one. It was in the 80s.
No. And all of that additional space is needed, not to mention the landing for the elevator, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I say you need all that additional space for the disability space, the bathroom space, and that's not even including landing space for the elevator.
Correct.
And two other quick questions. Do you have any idea when this is going before the HOA for their approval process?
It's currently before them. The homeowners' annual meeting was on May 26th or 28th, whatever that Saturday is. We made the presentation then. We're in the process of gathering enough votes. It's a King's Grant interesting issue, but we have old condominium documents that say no exterior renovation can be made without 100% approval. We have 75 homeowners. You can't get 75 people to respond with their position, regardless if it's yes or no. So there's a Delaware law, because this is not unique to King's Grant, that says if 75% of all possible votes in the community want to change that rule, they can, from 100% down to something no less than 67, and any number they like between 67 and 100. The community, unrelated to our petition, and actually before our petition became public, was pursuing an amendment of the King's Grant documents to allow exterior changes to be made with the 75% approval. The community does not have that yet. They are very close. They expect to have that by the end of July. I have not been harassing my neighbors as I might have to get all the necessary votes, because until the community changed the threshold from 100 down to 75, there's going to be somebody that's against it, or somebody that just doesn't vote, in which case it would all fail. So the community is changing its rules, unrelated to me. I happen to be the first one that's come forward, and it's while this is going on. But so the community is fully plugged into this. They all have it. We have well over 50% of all possible votes at this point. I have folks with emails that have said, as soon as the community changes its standards, here's my proxy, but I want to see that they change it first.
Right.
So this is just...
You got to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. Second question, you had mentioned that you have DENREC approval.
Yes.
Can you provide a copy of that to the office so that they have that for the...
I don't have it with me. I got a copy from Becker Morgan, the architect, on Friday. Dave, somebody at DENREC, says the approval letter is going out today. The architect forwarded to me. I'm sure he got it today. I can get it tomorrow and send it in.
Okay. That's why.
Thank you. Okay.
How do you access to that? How are you getting into this? From the back or?
This is the ocean side. This is the street side. We have a unit-specific boardwalk, is not common, that connects the front and the back. That boardwalk goes right by that point.
Okay.
So you'll be able to access.
So you'll come down and, you know, you won't be able to tell there's an elevator at the house driving by or looking at it, but if you get out of the car, you'll go that way and that way to the beach.
So you don't have to put any ramps in or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
We have to move pilings.
Move pilings to get that. Yeah, okay.
We have engineering wet sealed documents, all which the community required before the board will approve it. So we have the full drawings on how that can be done, and they sister support beams. So.
So in other words, what you're saying is if this board approved it, then you would have to get approval from
King's Grant.
Right.
Absolutely.
And if they don't approve it, you're dead in the water.
However, the Fair Housing Act of 1988 provides that
familiar with it.
You can't deny a disabled individual
absolutely
access to their house. So we didn't want to play that card with our neighbors. We wanted to see if they would support us. And there's been a lot of resistance unrelated to us, but other changes, and people feel like things are spinning out of control. So we have recently started to educate folks that this is not a vote on elevator, no elevator. This is a vote on what's the elevator going to look like. Now, if you like what we've done, because it was the most expensive solution, driven by a desire to be architecturally and aesthetically consistent, mm-hmm. vote for it. If not, there's the lick and stick solution that goes on the outside,
right,
and will be, I call it the Tower of Terror,
mm-hmm.
but it would also be built within the 10-foot side yard setback, wouldn't take up as much space. I would be surprised if folks choose that design from an architecture, but you know, we still have the community approval as a necessary condition, and whether that approval comes in the form of a federal court order, which we have indicated that if the community, you know, tells us no, my son's disability, unfortunately, isn't up for popular vote. We certainly, then he would not have consented to it. So I've got to address this problem. We're hoping to do it in a cooperative fashion, and we're still hopeful that we're going to be able to do it. But if not, then we'll continue
the reason on. The reason I asked you that, Mr. Seidel, the county attended a class on, and
Fair housing
issue, and I thought I would bring that out so that you
42 USC 3604.
Okay, you got it.
It's really that noticeable, really. You know, that much of a change. Mm-hmm. I mean, by your pictures, what you got, I mean, I don't see how it's not that different.
The resistance is not over it. The resistance is over. You're getting something extra.
Right.
That we don't have. The resistance is there are other people who are trying to make exterior changes that people really don't like, but neighbors don't want to get in the middle of approving his change and not yours. So it's an unfortunate timing. But, you know, folks, give them enough time, you know, they tend to reason it through. And we're very hopeful that the community, because unrelated to our petition, we don't have a workable community. If nothing can happen unless 100% of people agree with it. You know, the last guy will hold out and say, give me $10,000. You know, so hopefully the community, and I think they're slowly starting to realize that, you know, we need, unrelated to Dave's petition or anything else, we need to have a workable mechanism with protections for the community.
Sure.
Because it is, so the 75% threshold, you know, is a pretty significant one. We're not saying of those that choose to vote, of everyone who has a vote has to approve it under the proposed amendment to allow mine or anything else to go forward. But we do not have that yet. The community hopes to have it by the end of July.
No way, sir. Thank you.
There
being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
In favor.
I'm sorry?
Two.
You're in favor? Thank you. There's two in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter.
In opposition?
In opposition.
Okay.
From Sherry and Jeffrey Bimmer. They live across the street. They own a home directly across the street on Route 1 on the Bayside from the owner seeking a side variance. When they requested the same variance about 2 years ago, we wrote to you opposing this request and doing the same again. We are concerned that the building sideways on this home will obstruct our ocean view between the buildings at King's Grant that came at a high price and helps to set the resale value of our property. If one were across the street looking at this space as it exists now from our house, it would be obvious to see that the construction of the south side of King's Grant home would all but obliterate our view of the ocean, and we would then have what amounts to two strips of King's Grant condominiums blending together as one long obstacle of buildings blocking out the view of the ocean. We do hope our concerns are taken into account. They are not only important to us regarding our investment, but also regarding our expected continuing enjoyment of having a partial ocean view as we made our beach home purchase 7.5 years ago.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Can I address the opposition?
I don't think it's necessary.
Excuse
me? I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary, sir.
Let me just say in regard to the opposition, Mr. Chairman, recently a decision was handed down by the courts of the state that suggests and states that No one's guaranteed a view.
Right.
So therefore, I think that's...
It's already been addressed, sir.
Yeah,
right.
That's not an issue. Certainly, there's a uniqueness here. It needs to be... variance needs to happen in order to be able for the applicant to continue to use the home as he has because of the situation, and obviously that situation was not created by the applicant. Again, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I personally don't see where alter the central character of the neighborhood based on the conceptual drawings that the applicant has offered. And I think because of the space lost, because of, the changes, that it would be a minimum to afford relief. And I'll further say, in regard to what Mr. Rickard was suggesting, that the Fair Housing Act would frown on us not approving this. So I'd make a motion that we do approve case number 11,007.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion for all the reasons that Mr. Mills stated.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,007. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hutton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reason that's been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,007 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.